Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Bordinaro joining us as always, Monday at 8:50 with a Connecticut Business Blend. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. CVS Aetna, if they spun off Aetna, could that be a net positive for us in Connecticut, or will it not matter?
It's hard to say. Obviously, Aetna, since it's been acquired by CVS in 2018, has gone through two different rounds of layoffs. There was one a year ago where CVS company-wide did 5,000 layoffs. There were several hundred in Hartford with Aetna. They just announced another round of 2,000 layoffs. They haven't said how many will be in Hartford or Aetna, other than disclosing that some of it will impact that business. Since Aetna has kind of struggled over the last year, they've experienced some higher than expected medical losses. They've had some problems in their Medicare Advantage business. They got a ratings downgrade from the federal government on their Medicare Advantage program, which lowered some of the reimbursements. Now I think that'll be fixed going into next year. So CVS kind of knew that Aetna was going to have a down year. One of the interesting factors I think is affecting a lot of this is that the hedge fund, a New York based hedge fund, Glenview Capital Management, bought a 28% stake in CVS not too long ago, or they've increased their stake in the company, and they've been playing a big role in part of this, urging this sort of restructuring or taking a look at the overall business. Hedge funds always have, like private equity, always have that influence of cost cutting or reorganization, especially when a share stock price is below where it's expected to be.
I think about, right now all the leadership is in Rhode Island.
Yeah, a lot of it is. Karen Lynch is the CEO of CVS Health. She was the previous president of Aetna, and now she's actually overseeing Aetna. If you remember, a few months ago, they fired the president of Aetna, Brian Kane, who was just brought in a year ago to run the Hartford insurance business. She got rid of him, and she's now overseeing Aetna. So, most of the leadership is out in Rhode Island, but a lot of the leadership within that CVS Corp are either former Aetna people or people who know Hartford very well. So that does bode somewhat well. The insurance part of the business is seen as, a potential growth area, even though it's been down over the last year or so, because, the retail pharmacy business is kind of an old fashioned business at this point. It's being attacked by Amazon and delivery services like that. So that's not a growth industry. They're an integrated company. They have a pharmacy benefit manager. They're now in primary care. So, I think one of the issues is as these companies, especially these healthcare companies, grow bigger, it gets harder to manage these big conglomerates. Yeah. And so I think that's one of the key reasons they're going to be taking a look at possibly breaking it off, although there is no guarantee that will happen.
I wanted to ask you, the reason why I bring it up is that, maybe if there was more control, Aetna only control, maybe they could have more people work in the Hartford area. And that sort of segues into this 5-day work week stuff. There are more employers are asking their employees to come in 5 days a week. Now, if that happens across the board, or is more a trend across the board, will that be enough to move the needle in a city like Hartford, for whether it's commercial real estate or just people having lunch and fueling the economy?
Yeah, that would definitely help a city like Hartford. Unfortunately for Hartford, what we've seen is Pratt & Whitney and Avangrid, the two large Connecticut employers, they in over the last 2 weeks announced plans to bring back workers 5 days a week in the office. Avangrid has already went there. Pratt & Whitney, as of mid this month, is going to be going there. But I'm a little surprised that they're going with the 5-day work week. I thought hybrid was kind of the place that most companies would stay at. And overall, across the U.S., hybrid is still sort of the main model. 68% of employers across the U.S. offer some sort of hybrid or flexible arrangement, whereas, like, you know, it's like 33% are full-time in office, according to the Flex Index, which is a somewhat reliable source for data on this stuff, although, you know, there could be questions on that. But overall, hybrid seems to be the way of the world. And in Hartford in particular, you know, insurance companies have stuck with the hybrid model, and obviously they're the dominant employer in Hartford. So this movement towards 5-day work week, you know, I'm not sure that it's going to go to all industries. I think insurance in particular, I think they might stick to a more hybrid model, especially some of the jobs that they have there. So I think it'll depend on industry. You know, industries that require a lot of innovation, collaboration, they're more likely to go back to a 5-day work week. Industries that, you know, there's a lot more maybe independent work, they might stay towards that hybrid model. And it also depends on, you know, what the labor force looks like. If you're in an industry that's really competing for talent, it's a talent shortage, you may opt to go for a more hybrid sort of work week in order to attract more employees. So there's still a lot to be said about where this thing is headed. Right now, I think hybrid is still the dominant sort of model out there. But you definitely are seeing more of that 5-day work week. And, you know, it could become more popular as we head into next year. We'll have to see.
Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend. A bit of a breaking news morning. You know, Monday is always historically, like they call it, Merger Monday. Usually you hear about deals on a Monday, and we have a deal involving a Connecticut company, correct, going private?
Yeah, and one of the bigger names in Connecticut, manufacturing, Barnes Group, whose history stretches back 1857, and, you know, particularly for the city of Bristol, the Barnes Group and the Barnes family is just, you know, is one of the most historic families in that city. They're being acquired in a $3.6 billion deal by a private equity firm, Apollo Global Management. Personally, having HBG, having covered this company for a while, I'm not totally surprised. They've been going through some restructuring over the last few years, selling off certain businesses. They were struggling for a time. They went through a CEO change. So, the stock price hasn't been that great. So, to me, it wasn't a huge surprise, you know, that they're going to be acquired. This kind of seemed where it was going. But, you know, this is another example of another Connecticut manufacturer being acquired by a private equity firm. And, you know, there's always concerns under that kind of structure, no matter what kind of, you know, statements are released when these deals are done. You know, usually private equity firms have an eye towards cost cutting. Although, you know, this is another Command Corp. They were acquired last year by private equity. But again, this is a business, I think, that has growth opportunities too. So it's not, I don't think this is like a dying company that they're going to cut to the bone and just try to cash in on. This is a company that they're going to invest in to try to grow the company, even if there are some short-term cost cuts.
Yeah, the company's had a pretty good year from a stock perspective. I mean, but obviously the stock popped on Friday, so it must have been on this news. I didn't know much about.
Yeah, and over the last year and a half, they had some significant losses, especially towards the end of last year. And again, they've gone through some management changes, so it's not a total surprise. But again, it's another sort of classic Connecticut manufacturer that's going to lose local control.
Yeah, how about that? All right, Greg, great stuff as always. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.